are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children, of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Luke.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hi, I'm Aaron.
Hey, guys, I'm Kendall.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Hannah.
Hey there, I'm Grace. And here's Karen.
Hi, everyone. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Well, today we're going to start off with a song that teaches a very important lesson.
Think of others instead of yourself.
You can make someone happy, it's true, by just a little thing that you do. Give a gift from your heart, and I know it would make someone feel good.
Going to be talking about respect. What does the word respect mean, Hannah?
Like when you look up to someone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Miranda?
Care about people and show that you value them.
Very good point. Yes, Kendall?
Showing reverence to someone.
Showing reverence. Good. Anyone else? How about, can you give me some examples of how you can show your respect to others?
Mm-hmm. Be kind.
That's right.
Obeying your parents.
Showing respect to your parents and listening to them and obeying them. Good point. How about being a good listener? You show someone that you care about them if you really listen to what they have to say.
Like if somebody gives you their opinion about something, you shouldn't be like, well, that's stupid.
Just listening and not making a judgment on them, but just listening. And even if you disagree, you can say that you disagree, but you still give them their chance to speak their mind. Sometimes it's hard to always do what's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we all have a wonderful book that teaches us and tells us how to live. And if we obey God's word, we will do a better job of honoring people and respecting people. And I've chosen a story from the book of Matthew. Jesus used parables to teach very important lessons.
In this parable, Jesus was talking to the chief priests and elders and teachers of the Jewish law.
They didn't believe Jesus' teachings.
They did not respect Jesus.
Jesus told this parable.
There was a landowner who planted a vineyard,
put a wall around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower.
Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and went away on a journey.
When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit.
The tenants seized his servants.
They beat one.
killed another,
and stoned a third.
Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time.
And the tenants treated them the same way.
Last of all, he sent his son to them.
They will respect my son, he said.
But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance."
So they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him.
Therefore, when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?
He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, they replied.
And he will rent the vineyard to other tenants, who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time.
Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes."
Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people who will reduce its fruit.
He who falls on this stone will be broken into pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed.
When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables, they knew he was talking about them.
They looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held that he was a prophet.
Who do you think the son was? Who do you think that stands for?
Jesus.
That's right. So Jesus was really telling a story about himself. And who's the farmer who owned that property to begin with, Hannah?
God.
That's right, God. And the Pharisees and the Jews were who?
The tenants.
That's right. And what happened?
They got greedy and they wanted the harvest for themselves.
They did. These people didn't respect the servants, did they?
No. No.
Was the land really theirs to take the harvest like that?
No.
And the rest of the story is this. Jesus took words from the Old Testament, and he talked about the capstone. And the capstone is a very important rock that they put on a foundation or a building. And it's the most important stone for builders. And Jesus is the capstone. He told the people that I am the capstone. He said, "Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to the people who produce its fruit." Jesus is that capstone.
And we built our lives on Jesus.
The people hearing this story didn't believe Jesus.
They didn't respect him.
They didn't listen to him.
And when they realized that the story was about them, they were furious.
They wanted to have Jesus arrested.
And there are many people today who don't understand that Jesus is the capstone, the cornerstone, the foundation of our faith.
Jesus is the rock.
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light.
Jesus is our Savior.
Jesus is the light of the world.
Shine on the mountains, oh so high. Shine on the oceans, deep and wide. Shine.
The Apostle Peter had some words of wisdom about respect. He said,
show proper respect to everyone.
Love the brotherhood of believers.
Fear God, honor the King.
This is an example of our ultimate respect. Respect to God our Father and His Son Jesus.
That's the most important thing.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high, I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high, I will praise the Lord.
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
I will praise Him as long as I live.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high, I will praise the Lord. Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord. Whenever I can, I'll praise the Lord. I will lift His name on high, I will praise the Lord.
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. When I consider your heavens,
the work of your fingers,
the moon and stars which you have set in place.
What is man that you are mindful of him?
The son of man that you care for him.
O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Wherever I am, I'll praise the Lord.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are the Son of God, sent from the Father to take away our sins.
We put our faith in you.
We worship you.
We want to follow you.
We want to obey your ways.
Thank you for all that you have done.
We praise you and honor you now and forevermore.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here is our phone number.
1-800-527-5522. That number again is 1-800-527-5522.
If you live outside of the U.S., call 410-817-9230.
You can email us too at karen@karenandkids.com.
To learn more about our music and ministry, visit us online, www.karenandkids.com.
Thanks to all of our friends who have contacted us.
Thanks for your prayers and for your support.
We need your help to keep our ministry growing, reaching and teaching more children about Jesus.
And remember, show proper respect to everyone.
Love the brotherhood of believers.
Fear God. Honor the King.
See you next time!
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.